Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
In 1943, I was head of a classified military project codenamed Operation Rex. We crossbred cod with whales and barracudas, creating a species of killer cod to devour German U-boats.
Coming to you live from internet station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend, where we reveal all government secrets that we have. It's not very many.
It's one.
It's one, yeah. Well, okay. I'm sorry to tell you it's only one government secret, but maybe we'll get more later. Just stick with us, will ya? You'll figure it
out.
Please. I'm begging you. I'm not begging you. Do what you want. I'm not your boss.
I'm not your mom.
In studio, we have, she goes by many names. We've known her as Shatrice. I said T-Swizzle in the group text
T-Swizzle.
Today. But one Miss Therese is in the studio today.
Hello. Clap.
Officially on maternity leave. How is that shit?
It's pretty great.
You get paid for it, right?
No, I haven't been there a year.
Oh.
What?
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. It's not maternity leave. You just got laid off.
No, basically it's a leave of absence. So
it's a sabbatical.
It's a medical sabbatical.
Yeah.
Yes. It's that sounds cool.
Because she can basically come back and have her job there anytime she wants.
That's really cool.
It's a fetus germination sabbatical.
Because isn't it illegal for them to, like, kick you out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that's a pretty good grounds that somebody could potentially sue.
Right.
Oh, you fired me because I was pregnant.
Yeah.
They're not going to chance that.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
The date is fast approaching. You brought us all arts and crafts to work on.
I did.
Yes.
While the show's going on.
I'm just
going
to move my mic out of my way. I'll contribute when I want to.
I'm painting this.
You're very focused on this.
I'm painting this for Baby Mephisto's first Halloween.
Oh, that's great.
I'm painting this because I'm the next fucking Picasso.
Yeah, or Bob Ross.
I like how you are totally commenting more than you probably thought you were.
Good on you for picking Picasso, though, because if you had picked Van Gogh, you would have had to cut off an ear.
I'm gonna do this green.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really.
You didn't know. You don't need both ears anyway.
Nah.
You only need one. That's why you have a spare.
My
left one doesn't hear that well anyway. So
if you cut your ear off in just the right way, it's not like you can't hear out of it.
Not as well.
Yeah, maybe.
Because your ear basically works as a funnel.
Yeah, you can only hear things like 90 degrees away from your head. Off to the side.
I'm just
or what you could do
so
is get like a bronze casting of an ear and just have it like stuck on the side of your head.
That would be awesome.
Almost like an old-timey steampunk prosthetic or something.
Yeah. Jared, would you, given your new artistic career that you have ahead of you and the inevitability of cutting off your ear, would you like me to 3D print you an ear? And if so, which color?
I want it green, like a dark green.
And also it looks like a Klingon ear. No, I mean a
Vulcan?
Vulcan ear.
Okay.
I'm going to go with a fucking hard pass on that one.
Really? You don't want to look like an elf? Shrek ear. That's what he wants.
Just a
Jared's.
I look like I got one of those
get
old like horns
swamp!
That they had. Get out of my swamp.
That's what I'm doing, man.
Jared. Or I mean the benefit of it is you could just have a whole bunch of different ones or whatever one you felt like that day.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. See, this guy gets it.
Shrek ear, elf ear,
elephant ear.
It can be like glasses. You know, you just have different pairs.
Right.
Well,
any other type of accessory.
Thank you, Drew. Jesus.
What?
Antic semantics over here. Tell me about it.
Right? I was just trying not to interject my, yeah.
No, I love it. It makes me laugh. You're funny. It's okay.
It's true.
I support you in your very blasé Drewness.
Is it blasé?
No, it's not. That was the wrong word. This bit was a mistake.
All right, moving on.
So
Area 51, huh?
Yeah,
yes.
That kind of sort of happened today.
Remember we talked about this ages ago? People thought they were going to storm Area 51,
like 2 million
people. I laughed at them like the morons
did
that they
really
were.
Think that many
there was
people?
Like 2 million people that said that they were interested and like 1.5 that said that they were going.
Million?
Yeah.
And who would you guys like to see? Would you guys like to see the end result of that raid?
Wasn't
today?
It like 50 dudes at the fence or something?
Yes. Here is the bunch of fucking weebs that showed up at the gate.
Did you see the one guy that Naruto ran behind the fucking news reporter?
I was gonna say the same thing. Actually, I saw that.
I think you're gonna. I think we'll be seeing that in
so
this clip here.
There's weebs and furries here.
Oh yeah.
Why am I not surprised?
At least they're open about it. Like fuck you.
Naruto run right there.
Are you guys, are you able to answer that question? Are you guys gamers playing games? No.
So it just ended up being a bunch of fucking dorks showing up at the gate, accomplishing nothing, as we predicted.
Yeah, their mom let them leave school early on Thursday, so that way they could go down to Nevada and cosplay as their favorite weeb character. And
I would have went, but I couldn't get the day off work.
Right. Yeah, you were gonna be our like correspondent on the ground, interviewing people for the show.
Like that guy right there. With
yeah, but actually better.
One guy did show up with a North Korea flag. You guys want to see that?
What the fuck?
Here we go.
Oh, no. Oh, puppy.
He's like, can I please bite one of these weirdos? Please.
What?
Clap them cheeks.
Let them what?
Clap them cheeks.
What's with the flag? Explain where you're coming
from.
Why? I come from
that
America.
Was part of the meme.
I come
However,
from America.
I have a friend who is North Korean.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Kim Jong-un told me that his soldiers may be coming off that road.
Okay.
Donald Trump, too. You know how he's friends with Trump?
I thought...
Amazon. Jeff Bezos. He has everything.
Jeff
he will
Bezos,
sell everything.
You
will sell your soul, too. Anything and everything.
So, yeah, the Communist Party has obviously invaded the movement, so it was doomed to fail from the start.
Damn commies.
Yeah.
Damn commies.
Why do I feel like I've met these people at Clark?
Because you probably have. I dated that douchebag. Not that one, but one of them.
I'm pretty sure that guy was a TA in pre-algebra or something.
Yeah, these are all the types of people that spend more time at Clark than they do at home, but they only are doing like two classes.
So they can be on the internet.
And because
ooh,
then they...
sweet free internet.
Yeah, which is just terrible. What?
What was the official name for them?
Weebs?
No.
Idiots.
I didn't know that there was an official name.
The group of people that just hang out. How about leeches?
Hermits.
Buttholes.
No.
I'm saying the same thing.
I'll report back next week.
Okay. Wait, at Clark?
That's probably also true.
Yeah.
Or just what we called them.
What we called them. They were like stair dwellers or some weird. I don't know. Because
they'd always hang out like underneath
the always hung out at the fucking stairs.
Underneath them, like
one,
the trolls.
We called them something. They're just funny.
Stair trolls.
We're getting
something
old.
Like that.
Box
yeah.
trolls.
Oh, dear God.
But yeah, it completely failed. As we were 100% right about that, which is very rare for things that we say here.
Of course. Well, this is why
you
don't...
did kill Tom Petty.
We did kill Tom Petty. That was another time
what
we were 100%
correct.
What
do you want to bet this is all fake? And what actually happened is like 100,000 people showed up and just immediately got airstriked.
Or they use alien technology on them.
That's so
and
funny.
So
that's so terrifying.
It just like eviscerates everybody, just liquefies.
Nothing happened here.
Nothing happened here.
Yeah, it's like Tiananmen Square in the desert.
Groom Lake grew by 2 hectares today. turns out it was human blood.
Well, they're in the middle of the desert, so if they vaporize them with alien tech, how would you know?
Right.
That is
and
true.
And then they just went out into town. They're like, "Hey, you're fucking weird. Come here."
If it's anything, or if it's anything like the Tom Cruise War of the Worlds, all that's left is like a pair of pants and maybe your socks.
Yeah. And nothing. Then they just get like they ask anybody who works there is like, "Okay, do you guys have any like weird or awkward teenagers that we can have? We'll pay them like $100, or it's Nevada, so is weed legal in Nevada?" Like, tell you what, we'll give them like $50 in weed, and if they come out here and pretend to be raiding Area 51,
I don't know if it's legal in Nevada yet.
Oh, I think it is.
We'll give them a Pornhub subscription and send them on their way.
The other Clark County.
I researched this.
Is that the one that Vegas is actually in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Part of it.
So weird. What
is the outside part?
Oh, that's right, because Jared, you got high with your Uber driver, so yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, I did.
I was like,
did you give him 5 stars?
Fuck yeah, I did.
Then they went to the strip club, and I was like, were they hot? And Jared's like, pretty sure they were.
Dude, because like as soon as I walked in, like the mind you, all of these hallways, even if I wasn't high, like looking back, would have been really long. But they were dark and there was red coloring, and these things were just like miles. Just miles.
Like the
long.
Twin Peaks
like,
hallways.
Oh, hey, pretty girl.
It's like that effect they do in movies where like the focal depth change, so it goes from being like a normal hallway to like being 27 miles long.
It was like that, except for it never went back. It was just fucking...
And then you end up on like a treadmill, you look back at your equal distance from both ends.
Oh,
dude,
God. Like,
finding the
that. in movies when it's like, that's,
yeah, the focal depth change.
Yeah, I walked for half an hour trying to find the bathroom.
Oh, God.
That's how I felt the first time I worked in an old person's facility.
The hallways were extending.
All of the hallways look the same. And then, like, when you get, when you go in for your 6 a.m. shift after not sleeping very well because you're nervous for your new job, and then you go to, like, the third floor and you think it's actually the fourth, and you step out and you're like, where the 13th floor am I? Yeah, like the Twilight Zone. She stepped out into the Twilight Zone.
How fucked up would that be if you found out that there was like 10 extra floors underneath your building and you were on the 13th floor the whole time?
Wow.
The rest of them were just fucking buried.
That's so
deep. I would wonder, you know, I would basically want to explore because that just tells me that there's all sorts of like creepy, cool little secret labs. There's
go for into those sure bottom
there
floors.
There has to be a secret lab down
there. Has to be Nazis. With ooh, Nazis. Every time.
Yes, something.
Every time. Yeah. Secret Nazi Nazis lab, secret Russian lab, secret government lab.
Some sort of weird, like, weird genetic experiments going on. You know?
I've seen Stranger Things. I know how this
right
goes.
Exactly. It's like the elevator in the mall.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I still
have you seen season 3?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay, yeah.
We are, here's the thing. We are in a phase in our lives where we don't really watch the new things.
Okay.
Oh, anymore. Come on.
It's weird. No, no.
It's popular because it's good.
No, we're not against
it's not,
it.
You're not doing it to be a contrarian.
No, it's okay. Just it's just what's happened.
Okay. Okay. The way you phrased it kind of sounded like you're saying, I don't watch new stuff. I only watch...
We're hipsters.
I only watch...
I only watch
cage-free, gluten-free air.
Yeah, it's like I only watch indie movies that were made in Tibet between the years 1957 and 2004.
I only listen
those
to music.
Were the best.
I only listen those to music etched on Edison Victrola cylinders or whatever the fuck those are called.
Right. Some other dumb shit. Yeah. I don't know.
No, we've just been doing what our inner child has wanted, and honestly, it looks like
it's working
for
pretty
Renee,
well.
It's Dr. Frankenstein, and for me, it's like...
No, Young Frankenstein.
Oh, I'm sorry, Young Frankenstein, and for me, it's like Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
You ever seen that?
Uh-uh.
Shit's good.
Oh my gosh.
Gene Wilder is Dr. Frankenstein.
Oh, is that that one where he like rolls up and he's like, what, big knockers? And it's those fucking...
That's it.
I saw like 20 minutes of it and I was fucking howling.
And Mel Brooks, isn't it?
It's funny.
It's Mel Brooks, and Frankenstein's monster does putting on the Ritz routine. It's a riot.
It's sick, dude.
And Gene Wilder going crazy is always awesome.
Oh, yeah.
You know
it's
that
great.
One, that the scene at the very end of Willy Wonka where he is screaming at
that
Grandpa
he completely
Joe about.
Improvised?
Yeah. Imagine that, but it's 50% of this movie. He is screaming and his hair is crazy and his eyes are bugged. That's my favorite Gene Wilder.
Big
Which
fan.
Is funny because it sounds like, from all accounts, that's the exact opposite of his actual personality. Like,
yeah.
He's much closer to Willy Wonka's like normal whimsical self.
I think personality. I think he died a couple years
ago.
Yeah,
he did.
Gene Wilder is Gene not so Wilder anymore.
Wow.
Got
hard
right,
pass.
That's
Gene
it.
Milder.
Papers.
All right.
Wow. Are we? This is the end of the show, people. Bye.
I'm just kidding.
Gene,
can't even.
Fuck off.
Gene, if you're listening,
really
I hope you definitely see the humor in that. Come on.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I mean, really?
It's okay. Any ill will we have with ghosts that we've created or interacted with inadvertently on this show, it'll all balance out in the afterlife.
Right?
We fucking hope.
Or create.
Crossing fingers for an afterlife.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go God. For it.
I mean, you could be like the Incas where they just think, well, you're still kind of floating around and you have people carry mummified corpses to keep up your social life.
Like Weekend at Bernie's.
I need you to elaborate just like a little bit.
So for Day of the Dead, they would actually like take their ancestors out of their tombs and have parties with them.
Then like the emperors who would actually be like mummified and basically freeze-dried up in the Andes,
right. They
would have people whose jobs were to basically bury them, not just on Day of the Dead, but like all the time, basically... carry them around to social events to meet other family members,
Whoa.
Have drinks and meals with them. So basically, like, they'd have them down and then an attendant would pour out one for the homies.
So what you're saying is these dead people have more of a social life than me.
Yeah, basically.
Hey.
And they still owned all their property and they still would actually give advice in political meetings and all these other fun things.
How could they do their attendant raise their dead arm when it was time to vote on something?
They're just sitting there like, he just fucking told me.
I mean, basically, I swear this is what he's saying. Hey, it's not at all what he's totally saying that you need to give me like
all
$50 million and like 100 acres.
Hey, don't look at me. Mutumba just called your mom a bitch.
That wasn't me.
It was his ghost.
It wasn't me, man.
Yo, take it up with him, man. I'm just the messenger.
What a job that must be. Doesn't pay good, I imagine. You're just sitting by a coffin.
It was like a mummified corpse, not in a coffin. It was like a freeze-dried. It's almost like right. Emperor jerky.
No, I want to know. That's an episode of Futurama. No, what is the, like, the guys that take care of the corpses, do they hang out with the corpse all the time? Do they guard it?
I don't know.
They just roll a rock over the door and like, okay, see you next year at the next council meeting.
I'm not sure on that.
That's
fucking
weird.
Do you want me to go ask a real Inca?
To be fair,
Jared,
yeah,
you know
a lot of that's
Inca
been
because I would
lost
love to
the time.
Dude, I fucking wish.
Man, you just wind out of sails, man. I thought you had your hands on a bona fide Inca man.
I'm sure I could Google something.
I'm sure you could, but you're drawing your waifu right now, so it's not really like I can
witch
help
Chan.
You. Hang on.
I'm so excited to see the reveal.
Yeah.
Inca
me too,
dead.
I'm ready.
People.
How does it look, Drew? Just give us like a taste of it.
It's coming together, and it's got some weird like demon dark eyes with that are weeping black.
Has he done any happy
obsessed
little trees?
Trust my process.
Has he done any happy little trees yet?
I am an artiste.
No, he hasn't done background yet. He's only working on foreground.
No, okay.
I didn't even think of background.
No, oh no.
You see that spider? I'm just going to take him out.
You can dip your paper towel in water and
fuck
like
spiders.
Remember, there's
sorry,
no mistakes,
crafting
only.
Yeah,
happy
does he have
accidents
like a little Superman curl going?
Yeah,
you're crafting
kind of
and I'm artsy.
But it looks good. I don't know. Do you think Mephisto's going to have your hair or your hair?
No idea.
His
it's a
hair
coin toss.
Most likely.
Just how
supposedly
it,
if you have heart
thing,
supposedly if you have heartburn
point,
then he's going to have a lot of hair. So
well, he's going to have a lot of hair.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it's probably going to be a coin toss cuz obviously Therese has lighter hair, but a lot of my family members like pretty much all my grandmas had light hair and light eyes, so it's still
so
potentially floating around in my gene pool. I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I figure it's a 50-50.
We could do like one of those gene things, like the
no,
it's
fine.
Squares.
Tenet squares, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like doing like the 23andMe. I'm like, I'm fine with not giving my genetic code to a
no,
private
I
company.
I don't want same you to do that. I'm fine with it, but like, I don't want anyone else.
Wait,
to
so what?
Cool
what color
it
eyes do your parents have?
Both are brown, but my grandma's had blue eyes.
Yeah, and
okay,
my so you probably have like 25%.
And I think my did Bill have light
brown
eyes? Oh, he did have brown. Okay.
But my mom has blue eyes, and her parents both had brown.
It does happen. And there is there's always that
eyes
chance.
Not adopted.
No.
Okay, that's my first question.
Just remember, if somehow your baby comes out with green eyes, there is like a 30% chance it's the Antichrist. And there are a few measures we have put in place to prevent such a situation from getting out of control.
Okay.
Step one, never let him into a church. It's just not a good first thing to do.
But how do you test?
Okay, but genetic. Okay, so genetic.
If he doesn't
counselors
start crying and burst into flame.
Half of their job is telling people that they're adopted.
Really?
That sounds fun. Ooh. No, I'm kidding. That sounds terrible.
So where do we?
Okay, I won't say half, but it's like a big part of people who come in. They're like, "Well, I need to test for these diseases. My mom and dad had this," and then they're like, "Wait, if
they're like, you're gonna be okay.
You're
got some bad news,
like,
kid.
You either have it or you're not there." Child, so
that's rough.
Funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I say it's funny, but it's not really funny at fucking all.
I think
it's
great.
A little bit funny.
Okay, thanks. See, Jared gets it.
Yeah, there's only some diseases that like Jewish people have.
That's true.
Yeah,
is this a setup for a punchline?
No,
I'm waiting for it.
As soon as I said that, I was like,
I got
I was gonna
nothing.
No, I
was
except
gonna
except maybe a rhinoplasty joke, but that's like a
do
bit beyond
that,
the
like,
pale.
You know that really
I was gonna make it
obscure
more, worse for Raleigh,
type
but
of Jewish person? I think it's
Ashkenazi.
Ashwagandha. No,
what?
That's an herb.
Laquanda.
That's what my mom
Wakanda
is.
Wakanda forever.
She has that. Yep.
Yeah, that's the one that can
carry
yep. And it goes back. It goes back to 333 people.
Oh my god.
So my mom can trace her lineage to one of those people.
That's amazing.
And they
isn't
built
that
the
cool
ark, right?
They built yes.
Oh my gosh.
That I agree.
But
well, I'm glad you agree on something.
Your door.
Yeah. Are we agreeing
oh,
on this too?
And then I also found
I mean,
out that my
given
mom who mm-hmm thinks that her family is French, they're actually just from the UK.
Sacre bleu.
Well,
sacre bleu.
Like genetics-wise, not she was thinking that they were French.
Well, Well, did she do the I guess meme? England post 1066 would kind of be correct.
It's true. But I just, it was kind of interesting because she has this like idea of what her family is and it's not in the genetics. And I have a feeling, I haven't told her yet, so hopefully she doesn't listen to this.
Well, I don't think she ever has.
Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Linda.
What happened in 1066?
The Battle of Hastings, the Normans' conquest of Britain.
Mm-hmm.
Norman Rockwell?
No.
Yes, same person throughout the years.
The Duchy of Normandy, the guys who lived on, you know, in the area where the Allies invaded in 1944, they invaded England, took it over because they could.
I think we need to discuss the tyranny of Norman Rockwell. Did you know he's 1,000 years old? Like, Jesus Christ, let's kill him already.
Well, his name's not William, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, was his middle name William?
Those paintings?
I don't know.
The Christmas dinner?
Thanksgiving.
I thought that was Norman Rockwell.
Yeah. No, we're, no, I'm talking.
No, you're thinking Michelangelo. I don't fucking know.
No. Norman Rockwell. No. You're thinking of the guy who drew Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Yeah.
So I don't even know.
Yeah,
that.
Dr. Seuss.
One thing, I guess, it's one of those questions that you never think of when you're a kid is, where does the Clifford go to the bathroom, and how big are those turds?
That's not the questions I had as a kid.
No, I didn't have them as a kid, but I do now.
My questions were, how do I get one?
Well, okay, here's the answer. So they live on an island, right?
Okay, is the island just made out of his hardened shit or something?
Well, think about it. You can burn buffalo chips, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so why don't you just burn Clifford shit?
Yeah, the whole island subsists off of the thermal energy produced by burning Clifford shits.
But then also, what does Clifford eat? Because that's like a fuck ton of dog food.
Yeah.
I think
human sacrifices.
Solar energy and that, yeah.
Souls.
It's, yeah. No, he's absolutely, he's an enigma for sure. He's a god. Technically,
that's true. Maybe, yeah, he's just some sort of a benevolent or, yeah.
If you read between the lines in the Clifford books, the pages that they took out, those are the parts where the populace is like worshiping him and he gets to choose which ones that he eats to survive another.
So it's like those Garfield comics.
Yeah, kind of. Wait, which ones?
I'm sorry, John, stuff where it's like.
The fucked up Garfield.
Yeah, the Garfield becomes almost like a H.P. Lovecraft Cthulhu monster, which is.
Oh, yeah.
There's some really interesting art that comes out of all of that.
I think I've seen... There's some weird shit that people are doing with Garfield that I don't understand. The first thing I was ever exposed to involving Garfield was Garfield minus Garfield, where somebody just photoshopped Garfield out of all the possible Garfield strips they could find.
Mm-hmm.
So it just makes John look like he has schizophrenia and is, like, hitting himself with bricks all the time and weird shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other, like... 2 hour long presentations on like how Garfield is like the creator of the universe, and you know it's a joke, but it's done so seriously you can't tell the fucking
difference. Can't help but watch.
And then there's this Cthulhu shit, and then there was something I saw like months ago where there was this beach that people kept finding Garfield alarm clocks washing up on for months and
that
months
was in the Northwest.
That was
let me
the
guess a Japanese really? Ship crashed or something or wrecked.
They found a shipping container that had millions of these Garfield clocks in them, maybe not millions, but tons of them that were just washing out gradually and washing up on the same beach over and over. Maybe let me see if I can find that. Garfield shipping container.
And let me guess, it was actually started off as like an urban myth and then it, you know, turned out to be real, like
oh,
the E.T.
hell,
Atari cartridges.
Garfield.
Probably. Let me see. Just like the Atari cartridges that they buried out in the desert.
Yeah, that was an urban legend up until like 2008.
Oh, I was wrong. It's not alarm clocks. It's
Jared.
Phones.
Oh, dear God.
For 30 years.
I dig it.
Oh, here's a good opener. It started in the 1980s. Bright orange fragments of Garfield novelty phones were spotted washing up onto a stretch of coastline in Brittany, France. For the last 30 or so years, locals have been finding coiled phone cords, receivers, and feline heads strewn across the shore. Beach cleaners would pick them up. Inevitably, the cat phones, with their mocking smirks, came back. The source of the pollution was a disconcerting mystery. Claire Simone Lemieux, president of the environmental group Arvillivantsoo... it's a fake name. Tells Megan Flynn of the Washington Post that activists worried the phones were drifting up from a lost shipping container at the bottom of the ocean, where the plastic Garfield merchandise could be contaminating the marine ecosystem. After years of speculation, the mystery of the Wayworld Garfield phones has recently been solved, but the concerns about their environmental impact remain.
Or maybe just the fish are worshipping it now because it came down from the heavens above and there's all these giant orange cats.
You know Atlantis 2.0 is developing right now, and their god isn't some weird rocks floating underneath the island that give it power. It's Garfield phones. And they use them to communicate with the spirit realm, where John and Odie are like their oracles telling them about what's...
So it's like the giant Pacific like garbage island? Is that just basically like the wrath of God essentially to them?
Yeah, that's Atlantis 2.0 right there.
Oh, okay.
I mean, displeased them.
That's what it was, right? It's just an island that floats up and down occasionally.
It's just a giant mass of garbage that basically collected over the last 20 years.
Yeah. So eventually it'll sink and probably come back. And
it's probably just going to grow, realistically.
Yeah, but humans are great creatures.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, a lot of it, I think, came from, the U.S. and then a lot of Southeast Asian countries that didn't really care about environmentalism.
Oh, yeah. It's
China.
It's really hard to place the garbage blame on one particular entity, so why not blame the whole inhabitants of the planet on it?
Well, you can't prove one way or the other.
I'm about it.
It's true. It gets a lot easier if you just think of human beings as more like rats or cattle rather than people that actually have like responsibilities.
Maybe
or anything.
We were the garbage the entire time.
Maybe.
We're the invasive species.
Right.
What was the original species then? The Neanderthals, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. And we were like, y'all dumb as fuck, and then we won.
Those guys had it right, though. They just sit around eating plants.
Here's a weird thing about Neanderthals.
Tell me.
I have more Neanderthal DNA in my genes than my parents do. How did that happen?
They were generous. Wait.
You got those genes. And
maybe you got the percentage from each of them, which then combined, doubled.
You ever heard of that phrase?
Math.
You ever heard of that phrase?
Say if your mom had one and your dad had one, they both pass along that one. You now have two.
Well, but it doesn't. It's
I don't think that's how it works.
It's not how. Well, the numbers don't match up to But what you're saying kind of might make sense. Though.
I mean, yes, it doesn't make sense that way. It's not a 1+1=2 kind of situation.
Yeah,
but
it was like a 300 something plus 300 something equaled mine like 20 points more than their whatever.
I've got another theory. There's this thing that they've been researching in genetics for a while. It's this term junk DNA, where really the genes that you see
I
like
got a
expressed,
lot of junk in my trunk.
There you go. That's my thesis.
My wife.
I'll
send it to Harvard immediately.
My wife, she a Neanderthal. I'll be giving my talk at TED, TEDx.
Yeah, TEDx. That's where all the good.
That's where Sam Hyde did his one, right?
Ish. No, or going back to what you were saying earlier, Christy, maybe it's just you're adopted.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
my parents adopted a Neanderthal.
They found me in like when they went hiking on a cliff and they're like, wow, look at this little fetus. It's iced and frozen. Let's thaw her out.
This kid's 20,000 years old.
Yeah. That makes
you
so
have
much
black
sense.
Paint on your
so
phone
eclectic.
Trees.
Yeah. I'm just using it as a palette now.
Is that
it dripped.
Okay.
Let's get back to, so what is everyone painting? We didn't say, knew that crafts were here, but what are being painted, these things? Kirstie's got a tombstone over there.
Oh, yeah, it's for baby Mephisto.
Oh, it says Mephisto, that's great.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I made him a tombstone.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm making him one too, and the ultimate goal is when he's old enough to recognize what it is, it'll give him nightmares.
Oh my god, I'm so terrified. He has the easel to back to us so we can't see what he's doing.
Yeah, I have no idea what he's doing.
Do you judge an artist before his work is done?
I'm terrified by the looks he's giving us.
I'm excited, but also
Yeah.
Well, you don't judge an artist before his work is done, right?
Yeah, you can't do that.
And what does Teresa actually have, though? It's a dude with the hat.
Like a little scarecrow boy.
Oh, okay.
It's like a troll smurf ornament thing. I mean, it looks more like a smurf than...
If you stop painting him right there, he really looks like an academic.
It looks like he has a black penis.
Or the opposite of an
academic.
In
his hand, or a black dildo in his hand.
He's just a reviewer. He doesn't actually use them.
For his YouTube channel. Mm-hmm.
He's just a door-to-door salesman.
Oh, my God.
You guys ever seen these weird fucking videos?
Y'all are rancid.
I'm so sorry.
He's a door-to-door dildo distributor.
Hey, that's a niche market. He better corner it.
DTDTT. No, wait, no. DTDD.
D2DD. D to double D.
D to double D. There we go.
So what about it? What if it was a double-headed dildo? So it would be D to D. D D.
Two girls with dildos.
Oh. Yeah, what if it's two-sided?
With that, your like, pipe and smoke.
Door to yeah. Your D2D2.
Wow, we are spending way too much time on dildos.
One plus two.
You
plus
started
two.
This.
Or not enough.
Or not I enough. Yeah, maybe. That's also a thing.
In a similar vein.
Vein.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so I'm...
The main vein.
I have a question.
Oh, go.
Cut Is sex out. Weird with a child and your wife?
The hard-hitting questions.
I just That's never. An intimate it's question. A very intimate. You don't have to answer it. You can just like nod or give me a hand
Look,
signal.
Have you adjusted?
I
your
gotta
habits?
Know, man.
I'm you can so find curious. Out for yourself.
I'm so sorry. That was the weirdest thing I could have ever had come out of my mouth.
But
so.
Since it came out, I'm curious too.
Like I just
family
don't know.
Guys,
I
Jared,
don't, like,
Jared
no,
has
education.
Stopped painting.
Yes, he's not. I really haven't.
He's really that interested.
I don't know. Sorry. You don't have to answer that. That was so, and I could have worded it way better and less
I don't
creepy.
Think he could have. That was
there's only one way.
Anyways, next topic.
The phrase no comment is available to you at any time.
That's also a thing.
How do people get away with bikini try-on channels on YouTube? Did you know this was a thing?
Yes.
What? What's
there
Jared's
are
Jared's interested.
There are
I'm intrigued.
There are I'm sure dozens, hundreds of YouTube channels of chicks trying on like swimwear and swimsuits and quote unquote reviewing them. And I guess telling you how they are.
Just get a premium Snapchat like a normal person.
Do you get money through those? How does that?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, well, okay.
I don't have one.
I think the difference is
really?
Between whether or not they're allowed to post it on there versus if they're actually being monetized for it. Because there's a lot of stuff on YouTube that...
I think they're being monetized.
Okay, then that's different. I think that's ultimately because, I mean, if you really want to get down the, you know, brass tacks of it, is it gets views, therefore YouTube gets ad revenue.
It's true.
And they ultimately don't care as long as they get ad revenue.
They really don't. The monetization scheme is completely fucked there.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
I
but
think we could earn money somehow.
It's
we just all need to take off our shirts.
If
I think that's
meet them,
the scheme.
Join them.
All right, yeah.
We should stream this on YouTube.
But it's weird how
oh
different
gosh,
service should. Like that happen.
Renee, we should be streaming this on YouTube.
We could live stream it, but
don't you hate YouTube?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For good reason.
Or streaming it on a like a another streaming
we're streaming
channel.
Well, it's on Smashcast.
Well, yeah, but when people actually. Like and is better. Smashcast sucks. Okay, I'm sorry. Fucking
it does
suck
have a
dick,
decent
Smashcast.
Lag.
Are you
it
listening,
has such
Smashcast?
A bad lag, and I hate it, and it never works on my phone. And so, like, when I'm not here and I want to listen, I can never fucking hear you guys. It's so stupid.
I've considered it's doing it on Vimeo, but it costs some money. Oh. I don't know if we're putting enough
Hard
into the note? Show account to do it.
Oh. Hard pass.
Well, there's like free options you can do on Vimeo, but they limit the length of videos and the quality. There are stream
good quality.
We do want good quality. And we would probably want a better camera than this.
I think
before.
It's fine. I don't know. I look great.
It's not.
It's like one of those okay, it's like in the office when Kelly looks in the webcam to like do her makeup cuz it like looks better.
Yeah.
High definition is not it just makes people ugly, okay?
Yeah, but high definition is just the way that everything else is going. We'd be
fuck
behind.
Everyone else. Why would you want to be with everyone else? You
because everybody else
it.
Gets paid.
Yeah, okay, fine.
That does.
If we want
that's a pretty solid point.
Okay, I just came here to have a good time and I'm just being attacked.
Yeah. Oh, are you not?
No.
But when you distribute it, we're not gonna have very much money. What is that? Communism?
Yes.
Hey. I mean, yeah, basically.
No, no. Yes. No.
Communism yeah. is when all
wait,
things are shared equally.
We're distributing money. You guys
not
are
yet.
Getting paid for this?
You guys are getting paid?
Yeah,
the show.
I pay
no comment.
I actually pay them $10 a week just to come be your friend.
Again, where is that money going, Renee?
it's moving very slowly.
Yeah.
Did you tell them about the speaker or I mean the recorder?
Oh, yeah, I think I mentioned it. Maybe not.
Can I get your paints?
Great detail.
Yes.
But we have with the show money. I did purchase a portable recorder.
Okay.
That we've tested out a few times, and it's
a few times.
It's really good.
Yeah.
So
One of our shows is it, if you guys want to go listen. Hmm. Go
it's our camping one.
Okay. I think we listened to part of it, actually.
It's a little subdued because we were kind of whispering because we were coming up right. a quiet time, but...
I think that had probably more of an impact more than anything else.
Yeah. We're more than set to do mobile shows, on-the-road shows, than ever before. I can hook this thing into a laptop and view it live.
Nice.
So... Yeah, there are no limits to where our show can go anymore.
Let's
so.
Do one in Italy.
I'd be down.
Mamma mia.
Why the
this
fuck
is
Italy?
What
because Tuscany is beautiful.
Pizza.
This time of year or just all the time?
In general, it's just a gorgeous countryside.
Let's go to Croatia.
Okay. I mean, actually, Eastern Europe is actually really cool, too. It's got a lot of really cool Gothic architecture.
I'm really trying to think of a place that you don't know something about. Help me out here.
Timbuktu, go.
It's in Africa. It was one Damn of the it. Trade capitals of Africa in the 1600s.
Fuck it. We're going to Djibouti. I'm giving you guys a tour.
Drew, have you ever been
you guys are like, hey, this place fucking blows, dude.
You're r/ very smart.
No.
Very smart.
How far could we...
go on there.
No, because... No matter. I'm not going to open my mouth and open up the invites.
How, Jared, how far could $5 go in Djibouti? Like, how many gallons of gas could I buy with that?
I actually have no idea.
Oh.
We'd do a live show in Sri Lanka.
How many goats could I buy with that?
Probably goats? At least one.
With $5?
If you brought a bunch of water bottles, I think you'd get a lot of stuff.
All right.
What about a wife?
A wife?
I got to bring someone wife to get a goat?
I'll bring Waifu Chan.
Yeah, that's officially who this is going to be on the painting, right?
Yes.
Is that her name?
Yes.
Okay. There we go.
I wasn't actually thinking about it. I just forgot to answer back.
You just gotcha. So, yeah, on the road shows, there are no limits. Just keep that in mind.
We're going worldwide.
Absolutely.
Can we interview worldwide. People?
Yeah. Absolutely. I carry it around in my backpack all the time just in case.
We're going to all the hot locations like Flint, Michigan, and...
Oh, that's great.
Fuck no, you'll get your recorder stolen.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's like...
That's probably true.
We should go to Delaware.
Delaware?
Yeah.
I'm not going there.
Vermont.
We're in Delaware.
Shit. That reminds me. Okay, so I really hope this blows your minds. We have been playing the license plate game for a while. I think everyone's familiar with it. For those of you out there who've been living
that's if you find a license plate that isn't from like a neighboring state or your state, you get to punch them, right?
Well, that's
nice.
A new variation
like
I haven't heard.
It's
like slug bug,
punching
but
Californians.
Yeah.
No, you don't punch the person in the car. You punch the person next to you.
Oh, no, I just want to punch the Californian.
Okay,
yeah, no, you
go.
Just give them a little love tap. Like, yeah. Found you.
Our version of the license plate game is just making a list of the license plates we see and try to get all 50 of them.
Okay.
It's way harder than you would think. Currently, I don't know what number we're sitting at. We're not even past 40.
Okay.
Damn.
But it's taken us almost a year to get there. And
do you have to take a picture or
no. You just have to like witness it and you know, I trust Kirsty's word enough to say that yes, I see a license plate. And most of the time most of the time I'm there with her.
That's
when I
why
see
I'm winning
plate.
By 15.
So, as you can imagine, gazing upon my hand drawn map of the United States over here, these states are all fucking easy. The hard shit right up here, New England. That is the hard stuff.
Because nobody wants them over here. No, okay.
Hey-o.
Hey.
No.
That might also be true. So it turns out the smallest state by land area is Rhode Island.
Correct.
Makes sense. It's an island. Second hardest
it's
is Connecticut.
Not,
it's not. He doesn't know that.
What?
He knows that.
It's not.
You know,
island.
It's not an island, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. I was like, oh my God.
It's one of the rare...
This is the most embarrassing thing.
It's one of those rare
islands...
How do
I tell him?
It's one of those
Seems
rare...
It's not real.
It's one of those rare islands that's attached to a landmass. You don't see them very
it's
often.
It's so rare that all the other landmasses are the exact same.
Crazy, right?
A peninsula.
So yeah, the hardest would probably be Rhode Island, then Connecticut, then I would say maybe Vermont, Delaware, and then maybe...
I don't think
I don't
I've ever seen
Hampshire.
Delaware. I know I've seen Vermont before.
Most people don't think Delaware exists. I'm inclined to believe
like
that.
Like I said, Delaware?
Exactly.
It's not a place. You can't find it.
The other day...
You have to be invited.
The other day, driving southbound on I-5, I saw a license plate I hadn't seen before. I zoomed up on that motherfucker. It was the most boring license plate I ever seen, and it was from Rhode Island.
Yes!
We've been searching for this thing for like 8 months, and we finally found it. It's, and here's the interesting thing. It's really boring. It's just blue. It has no letters on it. They do not have enough cars in their state to merit using letters in their license plates.
Well, what is the population of Rhode Island
like
anyway?
Just over a million.
Like the population of Clark County.
That's bigger than five.
Like 700,000 people or something?
Probably.
Yes. Actually, I think it's more closer to eight.
You can walk across Rhode Island in a day.
But would I want to, though?
Yeah, that's the real
no.
Question.
Yes, because then you get out of Rhode Island.
There you go.
It's not the quickest way, but it works.
That's the one.
So, yeah, we fucking saw Rhode Island. And then today, southbound on I-5 again, we saw Connecticut.
Oh, shit.
So we got the two hardest states out of the way in, like, 4 days.
Wow.
Dude, it was amazing. So yeah, I just wanted to announce
that. Get done with that, then now you got to start throwing in territories, like, you know, Puerto Rico and Guam and...
I need to go to Puerto Rico just to, like...
Figure out what's there.
When you guys go, can I go too?
Sure.
Sure,
dude. So I have family in Puerto Rico, and I'm sure you would be more than welcome to stay.
Yes.
Just because that's how they are in that place.
So. You're pretty well connected with them?
Yes and no.
Was there a falling out?
No, I just
okay.
They, you know, they didn't have electricity after the last hurricane that came through, and a lot of them don't have means to communicate.
Should have gone with pigeons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my fault.
We're bringing them back, carrier pigeons.
Well, but birds aren't real, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. They're drones. They're CIA drones.
Do we need
to
we need to update Therese. Look at her face. She's confused.
Yeah,
birds aren't real. They're all solar powered, and that's the reason they fly south for the winter, because there's not enough sunlight.
We need to update her so
that's
she can be on our wavelength. She would get it. She would. All right,
agree. Here we go.
Yeah, and when you watch the birds watch you back.
Let's see the history. I
guess. Here's the website.
All right, yes. Birds aren't real. .com. Warning: disturbing content. The only proper way to explain properly is with words. Chapter one. Why? I promise I won't read this whole thing.
You're my favorite.
When asked
to write the whole thing though.
When
almost. He read it to me one time.
Okay.
When asked to write the unabridged history of this organization, I was taken aback. I knew that I had reached many thousands in my quest to spread the truth, but I was bewildered and frustrated with myself when I realized that I had not yet done an acute job of giving details. The why, the how, when, who, etc. I knew that I had to write something that was concise, accurate, and free of any fault of error. This is my work. In 1947, the CIA was founded. Its sole responsibility to watch and survey tens of thousands of Americans suspected of doing communist things. This orchestrated stalking epidemic went on for almost 5 years, and few were found guilty of any real crimes. However, it became clear in the early 1950s that the threat of communism was only going to rise, and a broader system was needed to track any individual who was suspected of such activity. The fears were only encouraged when, in 1951, Julius and Ethel Rosenberg were arrested and convicted of espionage against the United States, accused of spying on behalf of the Soviet Union, the big boy communist people. The highly publicized event gave the government a small window to implement a new program that would place the first CCTV surveillance cameras in areas with a high Russian immigrant population. This went on for a few years or so, when in 1953, Alan Dulles was made the first civilian director of the Central Intelligence Agency and made it his mission to ramp up the surveillance program, hiding cameras in thousands of locations and ordering his staff to plant them in areas that would be impossible to detect. Although, let's face it, in the 1950s, you could walk into a bank with a slingshot and steal thousands of dollars. Security was a big joke. He knew that the possibilities for this camera program were endless, and on April 15, 1956, met with President Dwight D. Eisenhower and proposed a plan that would put cameras in the sky. Dulles knew that the sky was the future for his surveillance program, as you could truly track someone with a moving camera, much easier than having to switch between cameras on street corners and hidden in storm drains. One camera in the sky could do the work of hundreds on the ground. Eisenhower approved the initial idea and asked him to return when he had figured out how to make it possible. Dulles left the Oval Office and immediately flew to an undisclosed location, meeting with various members of his inner circle to discuss the plan in more intricate detail. It is believed that the initial plan for killing all of the birds and replacing them with flying cameras was thought up one weekend in May of 1956. Dulles and his team hated birds with a passion and were heard on many occasions calling them flying slugs and the scum of the skies. The scum of the skies, as they would often poop on their cars in the parking lot of the CIA headquarters and, quite frankly, all over the DC metro area.
That's hilarious.
I believe this was one of the driving forces that led Dulles to not only implement robots into the sky, but actually replace birds in the process. They did not need to kill all of the birds, and could have launched a quarter of the robot birds that they did, but the pigeons in D.C. at the time were absolutely ruthless. They were eating very well, as American morale was high. People
morale.
Were feeding... Morale? Oh, they spelled it wrong. That's not my fault. People were feeding them much more in public parks than on the street. This, in turn, created huge amounts of pigeon feces that would inevitably find its way onto the windshield of many men and women, all of whom grew to not only hate pigeons, but all birds. In a stolen transcript from an ex-CIA deputy, she says, "Yeah, the higher-ups were so annoyed that birds had been dropping fecal matter on their car windows that they vowed to wipe out every single flying feathered creature in North America." So, in summation... The CIA killed all the birds and replaced them with cameras.
That look like birds.
I believe it.
Yep.
And the factory, Area 51. No,
there you go. It all loops back.
No, I don't know if it actually
S4.
Is.
S4.
Let me see.
Which one is it, Bob Lazar? Do you guys know? Renee?
S7.
S7.
S4. S4,
I thought
S4. Sorry.
I was right the first time.
S4. Sorry.
Always
not
trust
you,
your guts,
I was
right?
just doubting myself.
Here's my favorite paragraph from this weird-ass manifesto. As I said a few paragraphs ago, the president was unaware of what was going on until October 3rd, 1963, when a top CIA official was overheard speaking about the operation over a tapped phone. John F. Kennedy was the president at the time, and had tapped the phone of Alvin B. Cleaver, International Communications Director for the CIA. Kennedy believed that Cleaver was stealing his ham sandwich from the White House kitchen and vowed to catch him speaking about it over the phone. Instead, he heard a highly sensitive conversation that Cleaver was having with Dulles. In it, Cleaver said, "Yeah, Alan, I've stolen John's lunch again, haha. He doesn't even know. I'm going to keep stealing it until he launches a full investigation. Then I'm going to plant a hidden camera and catch his reaction as I dump all the stolen sandwiches on his desk at one time. I'm going to call the new show You've Been Cleavered."
Good okay.
So, oh my God, that is so funny.
And then a couple years later, he can make the show Leave
Did
It to Cleaver.
Know, okay, so, but here's a fun fact.
Dumb.
In the Club 33 in Disneyland, they had tiki birds that were in the corners of the rooms, and they were recording everything people were saying in
those
rooms.
Yeah,
those
were decommissioned models that they sold to Walt Disney.
Wait, and who made those?
Disney. The CIA.
Disney. Or Disney.
Or Disney made them
Wink.
For the CIA. Disney subcontracted
Wink.
It.
Book. Well, yeah. You know they're all in bed together.
Right?
Yeah.
Disney was a weird dude.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry.
Dulles responded.
No, you're fine.
Dulles responded, "Haha, Alvin, that's going to be so funny. We'll have to play that clip at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. By the way, how's the bird slaughter going? How many birds have we killed so far?"
And this was only a month and a half before Kennedy would be assassinated, by the way.
Oh, my God. He was assassinated in November?
November 22nd, 1963.
Hey,
there
when
we
did
go.
This go down? October 3rd? That's our baby's due date.
That's right. God. The president was unaware of what was going on until October 3rd,
1963. Holy
Bam.
Shit. That you
dun, dun, dun.
Shit's all connected. Your kid's going to overthrow the CIA.
Of course he is.
Which
okay
is awesome.
Yeah,
yeah, me too.
It's not the worst legacy to have.
It's a good place to start. Then next is supposed to be the NSA, then Google, then Facebook. But yeah.
I would probably change the order slightly, but...
Any questions, Therese?
No. Not at this time.
I would have at least expected why, but you can come back with that one later.
No, it makes perfect sense why.
Not
no.
At this time.
But oh have they updated
gosh,
their
the
merchandise at all?
Thing.
That's a good question. Let's check their merch.
Not at this juncture.
Beep, 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 beep. Where do we get the...
Because they have a whole merch section or activism apparel.
Oh, that's right. I wanted that one shirt.
The Robo Big Bird, I think, is actually hilarious.
Is this the one that you wanted?
Yes, that's the one I wanted.
Let's see. There's also... Or... I think this one's new.
Birds aren't real. Oh yeah.
Looks like a Gonzo font.
How much are those? How much are these shirts?
Between $20 and $25.
Yeah, $25 or so.
But right, what's the name of this website? I'm going to buy some merch.
Birdsaren'treal.com.
And then they have stickers for $3 that you can place all over the place.
I want the birds aren't real, and I want to put it on our car just for fucking fun.
Yep.
Just get like a stack of them, put them all over like Clark or something.
Yes, people would put them on their cars.
You know how there's the marathon, what is it, 26.3 or something? I
right.
saw someone with a 0.0.
I've seen that.
I do.
Love
that.
So,
yeah.
I love that
one. Like, yeah, I ran fucking nothing.
And
0.0, and then at the bottom it says, "I don't run."
Yeah.
Speaking of plastering things somewhere,
I would just say fuck that.
There was a weird fucking thing that was nailed to a telephone pole outside of my work. I wish I had.
What's a Jesus?
It's not a Jesus thing. I wish it was.
Yes, oh,
this is weirder. This
can
is...
I have the dark green? Are you using it?
We're good.
Okay.
Please did I take a Jesus. Picture? Sorry, did Jesus. I take a picture? I probably didn't. But the best I can describe it Thank is you. it looks like a vinyl record that got nailed to this post, and then somebody spray painted an Illuminati symbol on it.
Okay.
The pyramid
so
with the
like
eye
everything
on it.
Everything on a.
So that's the secret note for the meeting.
I guess so.
There's
yeah.
There's a hidden code if you actually took it down and played it on your, you know, some sort of a phonograph
Shit.
Between maybe between certain years, it would play the hidden message.
If you see a white X drawn on this mailbox, come to this building at this time, like one of those things.
Yeah, dead drop.
That would that.
Wait, what is
I, Jared, that's
a dead drop is a spy
rip.
Technique where you'd basically you would have
jeans.
Some sort of
oh, yeah,
information. You'd put it in some
There's
sort of container or something that looked innocuous, and
we'll
you'd
give
just
another week.
Go to like a park and drop it or leave it or something like that, and then somebody else would come to that prearranged location, pick it up, so that way the two people are never in the same spot at the same time.
That's right. Okay.
That's something that right. is it's
I
a
like
good idea to do that
knowledge.
With flash drives.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever watch the Pan Am show?
No.
Oh, I kind of remember that.
You would like that.
I remember
it's
seeing the commercials,
spies.
But...
It's really good, although they ended it in the middle of the season, and so that really sucks, but, like, the spy shit in it, I think you would appreciate.
Cut down in the prime of its time.
Prime of its life.
Man, yeah, I hate it when that happens. I
too.
Guess I don't have a picture of this. I wonder if it is still nailed there.
Even if you
if
did,
it
probably wouldn't have stayed on your phone.
Oh, my God.
That's probably true.
That's how they track you. No.
Fucking dicks.
See, like, blood coming out of his mouth.
What?
Yes! Yes!
My scarecrow.
Ooh.
Fuck yes.
Nice.
Okay.
He's a zombie.
And the red
He's
eyes.
A zimby.
Scarecrow Sorry. Doesn't have a brain. Wants brains. It really
go.
Matches.
Brains.
There you go.
You could even call it a monster mash, if you will.
All right.
I'm
that's,
leaving.
Okay.
Sorry.
What the hell are you doing? Are you serious?
I'm
this shit?
I'm kidding. I have brain damage.
And then, are you working on the graveyard
show.
Smash right there?
What?
Are you working on the graveyard smash there?
Yes. He was a mash. I did the monster mash. It was a graveyard splash.
Is the world crying out for a remix of the monster
Thursday.
Mash or
Hopefully
has it
not.
Been done?
Hopefully not.
Let's look it up. Because
I was going to say, I will be that man.
I want to hear the trap remix.
Look it up.
Oh, let's do it. Hang on. Monster mash.
I'm sure it exists.
The so. Monster mash. Beep, beep,
beep. I'm putting it in. Monster mash, trap remix, Halloween.
Glad my son will have a cool uncle like Jared.
Turn it up, man.
I did.
Oh, okay.
Do you need your headphones louder?
No, it's okay. I think it's, clipping?
No, that's just weird bass that they put in there.
That's cool.
Sorry, I don't know music.
I love this shit so much.
Stacy loved this shit too. It's funny. He'll zoom in his space car and just be like, pumping.
See, he needs to be playing like some like modern synthwave stuff, like some Time Cop 1983 or something.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that'd be
classy.
The Kung Fury soundtrack.
Yeah, actually, that works. Stacey that one's really good too.
Kung
he
Fury.
Probably
that sounds
does,
familiar.
Man. I don't
it's
know.
It's a
that 30 guy.
Minute. It was on YouTube.
I want to
like
know.
A YouTube
yeah.
I do.
I think they're filming the second one,
he'll
and Arnold's going to be in it.
I do. He'll get there.
It.
I think.
And he's the president.
Him
in
and
it.
I are really Fuck similar, yes. so we kind of butt heads often, and so it's hard. But like, I know once we get that groove, we're gonna be best friends.
You just need a rally with him.
I will. We'll figure it out. We'll get there, I'm sure.
A Tesla rally. We yeah. can rent one for a couple days and see who's faster.
I don't want to do that because then he'll hate me.
Ooh.
Just like, okay, so Only our old our old studio producer, Erica, remember her?
Yeah.
She had this like fancy ass whip, like a Subaru WRX or something.
An
and
STI.
I beat her in my shitty Ford Focus. And yeah. she was so mad at
but
me.
She's still mad about it.
She's still mad about it.
Well, people can have fast cars and not have any idea actually
well,
how to put the car
Well, she didn't know how
down.
To whip it.
Exactly.
And I know how to whip it. And I beat her ass while we were drag racing down 39th Street.
Do you know how to whip it good?
I know how to whip,
whip
it good.
Real good.
So
and
sorry.
Now I'm leaving.
See you later.
Bye.
Don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out.
Right? Yeah, no, I would never. You guys are my people.
You guys are my betches.
You guys are my friends. This is my tribe. I hate when people say, oh, you're my tribe.
And your I'm like, vibe attracts.
Are you really Native American? This is your tribe.
Or are you putting paint on each other's faces? Are you putting bones through your noses? Dude, you're not a tribe.
These are my humans. I fucking can't stand
that. I like that.
I can't.
Really?
Dude, when people call people humans, it's so.
Do you know that Renee and I do that very often?
Stop.
So does that imply? Yeah. So if you're saying you're my human, does that imply that you're their pet, their property, their what?
Not.
I think it's just overdone. Okay. That's just me.
Well, Renee and I never thought that. Like we always thought that. What? Do you want to continue that?
No.
Okay. That sounded hilarious.
I was going to say your mom's overdone.
My mom is dead, trees.
I mean, yes, that joke is overdone, but.
Poor Kay.
I totally forgot what I was going to say, so it doesn't matter, but your mom.
You've something about us using that.
We call each other aliens and not humans, so we say you're my favorite people. Like people.
Yeah.
Yes, like, I am human.
Or person.
Yes, you are a human.
You're my favorite humanoid. Beep.
Yep, exactly like that. That just makes the most sense.
So instead of alien, it's more like Master Mold type situation.
Yes.
What the hell is that?
It's a character from the X-Men comics. Basically, it's the...
Master Mold? Was he sponsored by the Play-Doh Corporation?
No, it's an AI that builds the Sentinels.
Oh.
It was a mistake to wear a onesie to this show. I'm like, dying.
You wearing anything out of it?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
And eventually, I think it becomes like
where
the,
are you going
you
with
said
this?
You
the
were onesie. Drinking, I, we just want
to. Yeah, let's just take this all
the
off.
The onesie's got the ability to. You've got the option to not wear anything under it.
Well,
maybe it's just
not
the best season.
I'm wearing a bra.
Well, there you go.
Like, or whatever. I don't know.
That counts.
Okay.
I don't know. If it was me and I had a onesie, I don't think I'd be putting shit under there. Just makes
hopefully
the most
not,
sense.
No.
Well, yeah, I hope you don't, because that sounds not really sanitary.
I'd want to wear underwear if I was
so
a guy, though.
So, normally I... Oh, nope. If you're a guy? Yeah, because it's all hanging out.
It'd
yeah,
be
I
going
agree.
From,
at least that, yeah.
I just have scars in places that underwear, like, really hurts, so I have not been able to wear underwear.
Your prescription is no underwear.
Oh, my God. Okay, so Renee and I actually went to Target, and I got maternity jeans, and they're so fucking comfortable.
You've got that big area that's all just elastic.
And it's like it
has.
Feels... It, my scars don't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like... I feel like a like creeper buying pregnant woman clothes, but like it feels so much better and it doesn't hurt
doctor's
my scars.
Order, sorry.
I mean, here's the best way to look at it is that when you're out in public, odds are most people couldn't care less about you.
It's totally true. You're so right, Drew, but my brain is always like,
fair
oh my
enough.
God, everyone knows that I'm wearing pregnant woman clothes.
No, no one gives a shit.
No one does give a shit. You're
everyone
totally
people don't care about what they're wearing,
I
let alone what other people are wearing.
I need to go shopping with you
fair
soon,
point.
And we just need to go hit up all the maternity places.
Just remember,
because I'm
85% of the world is functionally brain dead. of that 15% remaining... 5% don't have enough fashion sense to give a shit about what they themselves are doing. And then the other 10% you don't even interact with anyway, so it's not like your consciousness is ever even
true.
Have the chance to intersect by talking. So
and those people
it.
Already have
I
an
just got,
overly inflated
just
idea of what
got
their fashion
sense is. Hijacked by Jared giggling at that.
Remember,
it's
not, and remember, we're trying to market this show to the functionally brain dead, so keep that in mind.
As a maternity person, what is your favorite piece of clothing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And then what's your favorite piece of maternity clothing? It doesn't have to be the same.
Also, what's your perfect Sunday?
My perfect Sunday.
See, what's your best idea of a date? No, I like just comfy t-shirts, pajamas,
right.
And... maternity. I really liked my maternity shorts.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Those looked pretty fly.
We're all in agreement. Summer's functionally over.
Yeah.
It's like, but it's too muggy to not.
I know. It's a weird in between
like,
time.
We're in a weird place where I wore sweats today and I was kind of way too hot.
It's like it's almost too warm for like long pants or
can
coats,
I have the red back?
But then it's almost too cold
so
for
please.
Wearing shorts and that kind of stuff.
As a form of protest, I am going to continue wearing sunscreen until October 31st.
That's probably just for your best benefit.
Yeah, for my own health reasons.
Yeah, it's really just practical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't really dress all that
why don't
anyways,
they make anything above SPF 50?
They do.
Now I want to do that one.
They have like SPF
I would like some for my birthday.
They have SPF like 150.
Hell yeah, that's what I need.
Should I just get you like a skin suit?
No, just get me SPF 150.
How much time do we got left?
Just get him a burger.
Not much.
Oh my gosh, really?
Wait, I'm not done yet.
I know, I'm like, sure? I was trying.
Are you want to do that one too?
I think I'm going to wait until next week then if we're almost done.
Keep it, yeah. No, we're running up on it. Don't
Unless
worry.
Unless you want it back.
No.
I'm going to go no, get some more because this was a lot of fun. I think this was a good distraction.
If I remember, I'll try to bring some stuff next week too.
Oh, that's cool.
What kind of crafts are you thinking?
You started a
trend. Lincoln Logs. I like Ooh. Those.
Yeah, Lincoln Logs are good.
Are Lincoln Logs a craft?
I'm going to bring blank canvases, small ones.
I'm going to bring little pen knives and a bunch of wood for whittling.
I'd be down.
We'll just put a tarp down. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'll bring the obsidian.
No, don't bring a tarp.
Naps.
I want this studio to be like Billigan's where you can just throw shit on the floor and nobody cleans
okay,
it
so
up.
Okay, so I'm going to do obsidian and we're going to flint nap and you won't want it everywhere.
Okay,
your hands will bleed.
Fair point.
And your feet.
Let's turn this into Ron Swanson's workshop.
Let's get
What is this thing that obsidian?
Obsidian.
Flint napping?
Flint napping.
That's how you make arrowheads?
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Really
yeah,
cool. It's really time-consuming, but it's really cool.
It's
I
really
could always
fun.
Use an arrowhead.
Your hands will bleed if you don't wear anything.
Yeah.
Like, we did that.
That's so metal.
My anthropology club at WSU.
No, it's pre-metal.
Pre-metal. My anthropology club did it at WSU, and it was so fun. And we even got the archaeology teacher to come, and we, like, fed him beer. That was how we paid him.
Nice.
We had a demonstration for the archaeology class I took at Clark.
Oh, okay. Who was doing that? Was that Rob?
I don't remember. This was like senior year in
high
school.
Were they hot?
So Dr. Robert Schubert of Clark College.
That's actually a really important question because I bet you're thinking of Indiana Jones.
He is so cute, though. Like, but not in the Indiana Jones way. In like a, oh, I could adopt you and you would be so cute.
Could feed you
like as your
PS.
Child,
so, like,
that's twisted.
Yeah, that's a whole nother level. So he's more like he's more John Cusack than Harrison Ford. He's more soft and emotional.
Oh, yes, he is more John Cusack.
That's a straight-up diss if you call someone John Cusack. That's just
Why? I think he's cute.
Not present day. Maybe Better Off Dead and
Better
One
Off
Crazy
Dead
Summer.
For sure.
So I'll make a rap out of John Cusack.
Right My name's John Cusack, and I'm here to say I'm not in movies very much anymore. Pay me, please.
My name is John Cusack.
What was the last movie he was in that was actually decent?
1408.
Actually, that was pretty good.
I liked 1408 a lot.
I liked it far more than
Dude,
I
pulled my fucking phone out of my pocket and the screen was broke.
I listened to music.
When? Just now?
No, like 4 days ago, I think. I didn't even drop it. I just pulled it out and that shit was fucking broke. And now I'm still mad about it. All right, I lost.
Wow, what happened? All
right, anyway, we're back at it. I remembered and I got mad.
Was that like a PTSD meltdown?
Dude, that shit pissed me off.
No, one of his other personalities came out.
Oh, okay, good.
Sorry, I'm stressed out because of the time. I need to finish this.
You were so funny.
No, do you need a few more minutes?
Yes.
I can stretch this out, don't worry.
Yeah,
just a little bit more. I'm almost done, I swear.
It looks like...
Oh, sorry, can I keep palpating you?
It looks like John Cusack's last movie was called Never Grow Old.
Oh, right here,
that looks terrible.
No, I don't think was released in America.
Or it was just released straight to VHS.
Emil Hirsch is in it? That name sounds familiar. Who the fuck is that?
That's so cute. Oh, my God.
Who the hell is that?
He looks like...
I recognize the name, but not the face.
He looks kind of like Daniel Brühl stunt double.
There's nothing there.
He looks like you know that one guy from Goodfellas.
Which one?
You know the guy. I just
the,
kidding.
The guy the like
you know,
all of them.
The guy,
oh God,
the
I'm
face.
Fucking blank.
The guy.
I think he's in Reservoir Dogs
face.
Too. Ray Liotta.
Oh,
this guy looks
like
Ray Liotta.
Madam Liotta.
Like Ray Liotta's kid.
Kind of like yeah, I could see Ray Liotta's kid.
Yeah. So yeah, that was the last movie he was in, and then something before that called River Runs Red, which also looks bad.
Inst.
Yeah.
Who is it? Who, is that Alec Baldwin?
Hottest nightclub.
George.
Oh,
Day George Leona, Lopez is
oh,
in it. That's
God.
Why.
It's like Haunted Mansion crossed with the Area 54.
Oh, we don't even know about Area 54 yet. Imagine when that gets revealed.
Right.
I'm psyched for
oh,
it.
Oh, I do.
Wait,
tell
what?
Us more.
No, I'm just kidding.
Damn it. You are so full of like
dude,
really
I saw the,
weird knowledge, and I was waiting for the tree to like, bomb us. Oh
I God. Saw this like fake news story that was posted today. local man gets released from jail after attempting to raid Area 15.
It was,
he was dyslexic.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah, local dyslexic man detained after trying to infiltrate Area 15.
There
yeah.
you go.
Released, quote, authorities feel bad.
Oh, God.
That's so sad.
I'm looking up Ariel.
I saw that, too. That was actually hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I was
that's
fucking
funny.
Crying.
Oh, check it out. Hang on. Area.
Yeah, where's Area 15?
Yeah, is that actually a thing?
So there's
all the areas
there
in Nevada.
Is Nevada test site, and there is a list of all the areas they go
15,
from 1
only goes to 30.
15.
So Area 15, three underground detonations took place in Area 15 in the 1960s. Pile Driver was a notable Department of Defense test. A large underground installation was built to study the survivability of hardened underground bunkers undergoing nuclear attack. Information from the test was used in designing hardened missile silos and the North American Aerospace Defense Command facility in Colorado Springs.
I wonder which one Maryland NORAD. Was at.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's North.
No,
is
it's not.
NORAD?
No, it's not.
No,
okay.
It doesn't have an O in
yeah.
it.
No.
No, no, it does. North American Aerospace, N-O.
That's right, because they don't actually go with any sort of logical
we need to
acronym.
Renee.
That's where Stargate is.
Renee,
say again?
One of these places is where Marilyn was, because my dad's a Fallout kid.
Yeah. I knew she lived in Nevada, but.
I wonder if one of these is where she was.
One of the areas?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Probably.
Like, if she was a Jane Plane person, or a Plain Jane person. You remember the Jane Planes, right? The ones that aren't unmarked and it has just a red stripe. That's how people get to Area 50.
Yeah, what was the name of that airline?
Jane.
I thought it was actually a whole airline that comes out of Dulles. What's the McCarran? There's actually an airline that does
multiple
flights a day.
Yeah, I think they call them the Jane Planes, though.
Okay.
Like Plain Jane.
I'll get them up. Hang on.
I'm pretty sure,
but they
I
don't appear
so
on
wrong.
Any of the flight manifests or anything like that.
Yeah,
as far
there's
as,
nothing they have.
But
that's
they,
maybe not
these?
It. Then
no,
they'll just
it's
do
like
red
a,
stripe government like airplane.
Red stripe Area 51. Janet.
Yeah, that's right, Janet Air. That's right. I was like, it's something similar
Janet.
To that, but it's not
yeah,
quite
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was like, that doesn't sound.
Da, da, da,
it looks
da, da,
like an old
da.
Pan Am plane.
There's a
Plain
Jane marijuana place in Portland.
Janet, sometimes called Janet Airlines, is the official unofficial name
marijuana.
Given to a highly classified fleet of passenger aircraft operated for the U.S. Department of the Air Force as an employee shuttle to transport military and contractor employees. Purpose is to pick up the employees. Oh, Jared's got his final piece of artwork.
That is so cool.
So you've got 1950s
Can
biker
I have
Frankenstein.
It? Can it just stay in the
Can't
studio?
Can't see it, bro.
I think we should put
Holy
it on the wall.
Holy shit. Whoa. That's twisted,
like, he
man.
Did like, I don't know. He did like full flames in the background. You can just barely see the red eyes of the spider over the witch's head.
Don't forget.
I really tried to make his eyes all
okay,
red, but then
the...
it kept dripping.
Put your thing up.
Yeah, put it up on. Yeah,
no,
there you
on
go.
The top, on top of there. Yeah.
Yeah, don't, it don't matter.
no, it
don't
matter.
Forget to sign your name in the corner. And what is the title of this horrifying piece?
Mephisto.
Yes!
Perfect. There you go. It's settled then.
It
go.
Took me an hour and 6 minutes
okay,
to draw
can,
outside of the lines.
This can go up too. This can go up too.
Yeah, it
looks
put
like
it all
a
up.
Child did it.
Let it dry.
I love it. It looks like he has like him. a voodoo mouth.
Yeah.
Like it's stitched.
I want to
like
see it up close.
I thought like
a
Scarecrow
shrunken head.
From Batman.
That's great.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Like Scarecrow got in touch with his more.
Hell yeah. That rules.
Trying to think of the proper term for it, but.
All right. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGFRadio. We're also TGF Radio on Twitter. Email us things, because you're not even watching too at tgfradioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes, RSS, and Spotify are at tgfradio.com. Closing statements around the table?
September is sepsis awareness, so be aware
Apparently.
That I fucking had it, and it sucks. Don't get it.
Don't do it. It's a bad time.
It's a bad time.
Yeah.
It's great to be back.
Yeah.
Baby Mephisto.
Back next week, right?
Yes, hopefully.
Woo. Hopefully.
Barring natal sickness.
Oh, my gosh.
What's that?
Barring natal sickness.
Or baby coming early.
Or baby coming early. I'm like freaking out over here now.
It got to be honest. Yeah, we were completely prepared to deliver a baby in this studio, and
yeah.
we're glad
it happened next week.
I'm so stoked.
Don't touch me. I'm sterile. I've seen two babies pop into this world, like, act live, so.
Like just, you're sitting there, and all of a sudden, pop, there's a baby.
They popped out.
You're the one that we draft, then.
It's got a spontaneous combustion.
I'll catch
it. Spontaneous, what do you call it?
Anything you guys wanted to
apparition?
Plug or anything?
We'll just,
got any dates coming up?
Yeah,
just kidding.
In 365 days, there's going to be the second annual Area 51 raid. Calling
yeah!
it out.
Yeah, bring it back for real this time. Do it right.
Yeah. Area 51 raid, Electric Boogaloo.
Do it right, you guys.
the reckoning.
Peace.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, did you have anything good?
This is the longest outro we've had.
Alrighty, we'll be back next week.
I love you, baby Mephisto.
Party on, everybody.